From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, is either side going to give to end the standoff in Hong Kong?
But we begin with questions raised by news of the first patient to be diagnosed with Ebola while in the U.S., a man in serious condition at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. Our guest has been saying that more needs to be done to stop the epidemic in West Africa to prevent Ebola spread. Dr. Anthony Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, your thought when you first heard of this man?
Well, my thought was that what I had been saying for some time now, that this is really inevitable, that one of these days, given the extent of the outbreak in West Africa, that someone is going to leave a West African country, get on a plane having been infected and feel quite well with no symptoms, so not knowing they're infected, and then land somewhere, be it Paris, London, Washington, New York, or whatever. This person wound up in Texas, and as it turned out, did not develop symptoms until a few days after having arrived in the United States. The person arrived on the 20th and developed symptoms on the 24th, went to an emergency room with symptoms on the 26th, and unfortunately was not noticed that this person was at a risk because the person came from Liberia and was let go. And then only 2 days later was the person rushed to the hospital in an ambulance because he was extremely seriously ill.
Well, Dr. Fauci, let me ask you some of the questions about that timeline you just laid out, because people have questions.
Sure.
Are you concerned that at this hospital, the epidemiologist from the hospital, Dr. Edward Goodman, said that we've had a plan in place for some time. In fact, we had a meeting this week, ironically, with all the stakeholders who might be involved. And yet, as you just said, when somebody came to them with symptoms of Ebola, having traveled from West Africa, they were sent away with antibiotics. Does that concern you?
Well, it concerns me and concerns others because, unfortunately, that happens. The CDC has been trying very hard with health alerts that when someone comes in with symptoms that are compatible with Ebola, it is very important to ask a simple question of travel history. And apparently that did not work this time. It's unfortunate. Hopefully there will be a lesson learned from this.
Well, yeah, one would hope so. But also, what is your thought of the damage done? Do you agree with Dr. Thomas Frieden of the Centers for Disease Control that the likelihood of many people being infected by this man is rare? He says there are a handful of people that he came in contact with. You agree?
I agree with Dr. Frieden on that. And I think the important thing to point out to the listeners is that we will not have an outbreak in the classic sense here because our capability, particularly the extensive experience of the CDC professionals in working out what we call contact tracing and to get in contact with and to follow and monitor people who have come into contact with this patient after the patient has gotten symptoms, because we know you don't transmit Ebola when you are completely free of symptoms. So there's a time window there from the time the person was symptomatic when the people with whom that person came in contact will be monitored by the CDC and the state health officials. And if the people become symptomatic, that's when you isolate them and observe them and make sure they do or do not have Ebola. That's the thing that prevents an outbreak from occurring, and that's the reason why Dr. Frieden said in the press conference yesterday that he was confident that they'd be able to put this out and control it because of their ability to do contact tracing.
And let's remind people, it's a system. It's a scientific system. The patient is isolated, but then anyone who came in contact is tested every day for 21 days.
Well, we say tested, you got to be careful. It's monitored to make sure, A, they don't have a fever, and B, they don't have symptoms. And as soon as there's the slightest indication that they may be sick, and the best indication of that is if you have a temperature of 101.5 or more, and that's when you then say, okay, now we've got to put you in isolation so that you don't have contact with other people.
Right. And just for our listeners in the Dallas area, we know Ebola cannot be spread. It's not airborne. It can only be spread through the bodily fluids of people. But this man did go into a hospital emergency room when people didn't know he had Ebola. He was also in an ambulance, although the hospital says the ambulance, by the time he arrived in an ambulance, they had all precautions in place. But
right.
should people be worried if they were in the emergency room with somebody who might have been blowing their nose or sneezing?
The people in the emergency room would be considered as people who are in contact with that person. So they will be monitored in the way we just described, that they will have to take their temperature every day.
But this has raised so many questions. Just anecdotally, you hear people saying, well, if I was in West Africa and I thought I'd come in contact with someone with Ebola, I would come to the United States, too, because I know I'd get better care there. We're not at all speculating that this gentleman did that. But short of funds, what's to stop people from wanting to come to the U.S. to get the care they know they'll get?
That is an unlikely scenario. I wouldn't really be terribly worried about people who are infected deciding they're going to come to the United States and not tell anybody about it just so that they can get care. I think you'll likely see more, since there is a continued expanding outbreak in West Africa, that I think it's quite feasible that we'll see another situation where someone will come over. We predicted this over the last several weeks, and in fact it happened. And I think that the listeners should also not be surprised if one of the people or more of those who came into contact with this person might actually turn out to be infected. We don't think there'll be an outbreak. In fact, we're fairly confident that there will not be an outbreak.
And you don't call that an outbreak, by the way, if one or two people are infected.
No, I think that a single secondary case does not constitute an outbreak.
And are you confident in the screening systems? This man was screened before he left. He had had his temperature taken before he left West Africa, but we don't yet know if he was screened along the way. I mean, are you confident?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident about the sequence of events associated with the travel. It is very clear that people do not transmit Ebola if they are without symptoms. This person arrived in the United States completely without symptoms.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, thanks as always.
You're quite welcome.